Blackstone Audio presents The Levity Effect, Why It Pays to Lighten Up, by Adrian Gostick and Scott Christopher. Part 1. The Case for Levity. Levity has an image problem. For such a seemingly whimsical concept, it's amazing what a steaming mound of criticism it engenders in the business world. In the training we conduct with corporate groups and the coaching we perform with executives on this subject, we can't seem to get past the opening hellos before someone feverishly brings up the dark side of fun. You can get too much of a good thing, you know. People won't take their jobs seriously. Mandatory fun is no fun at all. My boss tries to be funny, but it's embarrassing. I'm not humorous, and I'm never going to be. After a few minutes of furrowed brows and increasingly volatile verbal exchanges, we arrive at the conclusion that we're either dead wrong about levity, or we've accidentally been booked to speak at the annual meeting of death row clergymen. For many, it may seem that there are 1,000 reasons not to write about, read about, or even think about this subject. After all, what does levity really have to do with business? And just as we're ready to surrender our mission to scoffs, derision, and upturned schnozzes, we discover the best excuses to continue pursuing the topic. The converted. These loyal levity believers swim upstream through the flow of conference attendees exiting after we've concluded our presentations, nodding their heads and shaking our hands as if we're the handle on the last water pump in the Sahara. "Thank goodness you came. That was fantastic," they'll say. "My colleagues really needed to hear this message. We're so bad at this stuff." As champions of fun at work, they are among the growing number of people who choose to lead with the levity effect. And thankfully for us, they aren't just a few nuts relegated to back office jobs or human resources. They are usually some of the most successful, trusted, innovative people in their organizations. They are the living proof that levity is a real, positive, and valuable business practice. And here's what they've discovered. With low unemployment rates and fierce competition for great talent, fun at work can provide a competitive advantage, help attract and retain employees, and provide the spark to jumpstart creativity. Sure, it may be hard to measure the return on investment of go-kart outings, dress-up contests, or a perfectly timed punchline, but the leaders profiled in this book will attest that fun is an essential component of their people, business, and innovation strategies. In short, people...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?